Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by WWL content producer and sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, one of the few men in the world who understands the NFL kickoff rule. How you doing, Jeff?
I think there's a few more this year that understand it, but I'm doing good. Tommy, how are you doing?
I'm okay, but I'm noticing some officials that perhaps are a little confused about it, maybe some players a little bit confused about it, some coaches a little bit confused about it, but you're saying somebody does understand it.
I believe so. I think that is the case, yes.
All right, let's talk about the Saints and the NFL draft, not NFL draft, NFL trade deadline. What's likely to happen, if anything?
Well, you know, I think those two things are connected. So it's, you know, because I think, you know, the Saints should be thinking about the draft today as they look at their roster and figure out, hey, who can be moved, who can't be moved. I think the bigger question is going to be what's the market on some of these players, mm-hmm. right? Because I think there is some level of, okay, you can get a sixth round pick for this player. Is that worth it? Just like, for example, Rashid Shaheed, right? He's in the contract year. Alonte Taylor, he's in the contract year. When you consider trading those players, you also have to consider, hey, if you sign them, you keep them. If you don't sign them and they go sign somewhere else, say Rashid Shaheed gets a $16 million a year contract from Team X. Well, it would actually make less sense to trade him now for something less than a fourth round pick when you consider that you could potentially get a fourth round pick or better as a compensatory selection for that player. So that does factor in. This is not going to be a team that just goes into fire sale mode for the sake of making statement trades and doing that. But I do think you have to consider it just because, hey, I mean, there's a point where you just have to kind of make a statement to your roster and to your fan base mm-hmm. that you are aggressively pursuing change. And, you know, when you're 1-8 and when you're losing games the way the Saints have the last 3 weeks, I think that's a statement that probably is worth making. So, you know, I it's tough to say exactly how active they'll be. I'd be surprised/disappointed if they don't make at least one reasonable-sized move, you know, some mid-sized move. I don't think it's going to be anything groundbreaking. I don't think they have the players to move that would constitute a groundbreaking trade or kind of a blockbuster trade in the NFL. But right now they have 5 picks for next year's draft. They do look like they're still in line to get a 6th pick and a comp pick for Paulson Adebo, just an example of, hey, you don't trade a player, but you can still get something back for that player. Mm-hmm. So 6 picks, that's still not enough, right, when you're a team that has as many holes to fill as the Saints do. So, you know, a player like Rashid Shaheed is one that I would be looking at as saying, hey, you know, if there's offers out there, even if they might not meet your asking price, you got to consider him. Pete Werner, just in terms of he's a young player under contract that teams might have interest in, and you have a player behind him and Danny Stutzman that you want to get a look at, mm-hmm. that would just make sense. You have some veterans who teams might be looking at, Dylan Raiden's, although, you know, obviously with Tally Fuaga going down with an injury, that your depth at offensive line is a little bit more of a question. Isaac Yiadom, who's a veteran player who might draw some interest. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. You have a few hours. There hasn't been a ton of rumblings yet. But it could heat up fast.
Do you know if artificial intelligence has gotten involved in any of this? Because I know it's good at running combinations and scenarios and so forth with what we can give up, what we can get, how it's going to hit us with the cap, et cetera. I know that's questions out of left field for you, but I was just curious about that.
Yeah, as far as I mean, you do have a lot of AI-driven data that's used. You know, I don't think that they're going to ChatGPT and saying, "Hey, should we trade this player?"
Right.
But you know, teams are using machine learning and stuff like that for their analytics all the time. I mean, that's the best usage of it so far. I don't think that teams are farming out their cap management or anything like that.
Well, I was just curious because you would think, man, that's so hard to keep track of. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back 8:50, 10 till 9. More with Jeff Nowak when we come back. You got any questions, comments, you can text them in at 504-260-1870. Traffic now, WWL. 8:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Jeff, give me your thoughts on Tyler Shuck's performance on Sunday.
Yeah, well, he didn't run enough plays, which is frustrating. Mm-hmm. So you didn't see a lot of what the plan probably was, especially to start the game. You know, three straight three and outs, and part of that's on him, part of that's on the pass protection, part of that's on the play calling, whatever. But I did think that there was some positives you can pull out of that. Like, one of the only positives I can take away from that game is that two-minute drill that I thought he executed really well. You know, a lot of games come down to those situations. And, you know, he made a couple really nice plays on the move, his throw to Olave, where he kind of stepped up in the pocket and slid out and found Olave on the run. Was nice to see. Kellen Moore highlighted that on Monday. And I think one of the reasons it stood out was because that's a situation that I think over the first eight games you'd see a scramble. You know, and scrambles in that situation, third and two, aren't the end of the world, but there are explosive plays on scramble drills that the Saints offense hasn't really unlocked. And I think that's somewhere that they can improve with Tyler on the field. I also thought he threw the ball pretty well in the second half. I mean, the fumble by Alvin was really frustrating because it came after a 10-minute drive by the Rams. The Saints finally get the ball. Tyler finds a nice completion to Juwan Johnson for a first down over the middle of the field, and then suddenly you give the ball right back. They go on another 10-play drive. That's the third quarter. So it's really tough to assess how a quarterback played when you get three plays in the entire third quarter, 40 plays in the entire game. But he had another drive where he found Olave and Shaheed with nice throws to the sideline, got down to the red zone. They got stopped on fourth down on a Taysom Hill run on that drive. So, you know, I think there are some positives you can pull out and say in a game that's closer, in a game that you generate some things on offense, you can take a step forward. It's easy to forget, hey, that's his first career start. I know he's 26 years old. He's still a rookie. So you're still in that kind of mode of, like, pull the positives out, build on those, try to erase the negatives, or at least fix the negatives. There was one third down play that wasn't a fan of early in the game down by the goal line. It seemed like because one thing you see on tape coming out of college is there seems to be a little bit of panic at times when there's pressure early, and he just kind of throws it away, and you saw that. It was a third down. The sack's not the end of the world there. You kind of just want to extend, and he just dumps the ball. You don't want to see that. But
well, what
I
is
think that – Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what does Kellen Moore tell a team? I don't know what he tells them, because he keeps saying, you know, it's the same thing. It's like deja lose all over again. We keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, and I don't know how you get their attention. I don't know what you do. Do you have any ideas?
It's a good question. I mean, you got to play better. There's just no way around it.
Yeah.
No one's going to come in and save you,
no.
Right? Like, you got to do it. I think that's the only thing you can tell.
Yeah, Calvary's not coming, or Calvary, right. However you say it. Boy, I tell you what, watching those Rams last year was the same thing. It's like watching Endymion. They start down here, and then they pass you all the way, right?
Keep coming.
And they keep coming, and then it's over, and then you pack up and go home. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. We'll talk about some Becky Mowbray. We'll talk with her about BGR, about what's on the ballot in New Orleans, bond propositions, and so forth. And we'll wrap it up with Troy Carter. So a lot coming up. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.